Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. Wow, it's going to be an exciting day today. We're going to talk about testify. But before we talk about testify, let's go ahead and start with the word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way. Father, say exactly what you want to say. Father, hide me all the way behind the cross, Lord. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for illumination, Father God, and you'll just have your way in Jesus' name. We give God glory. We give God praise. God bless you. Welcome again to Royal Daughters, amen, where Jesus Christ is Lord, and we declare it, amen. We're going to talk about testify today. Wow, when we talk about testify, what do we mean when we say testify? Anybody want to kind of think a little bit about testify and what that means? Well, I am going to go ahead and define it. It says, give evidence as a witness in a law of court, right? And so it's to testify. You have something to say. You had some type of experience. And so now, if I were to think of a natural court where a judge would now call you, or a lawyer or someone will call you to the stand, and so now it's your time to testify. And so God is saying, I believe that God is saying, what's on my heart is that it is time for us to testify. It is time for us to tell our stories. Amen. Don't just sit back like and act like Jesus never touched you. Don't sit back and act like you never had experience with God. Don't be holding your mouth and don't be holding your testimony, because remember, when you got saved, what happened when you got saved? My God, remember when God touched you? I want to go, and I don't want to go too far ahead of myself, but I want to go over to Romans 10 and 9. If we can go over to Romans 10 and 9, it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so remember the confession of your mouth. Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world, God so loved you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so God touched you. God brought illumination by his spirit. He awakened you like Sleeping Beauty. The prince, the charming, came, and my God, he kissed you. He kissed you with the kisses of his mouth. And you awakened. You said, wait, what happened? I mean, you was dead. You was gone. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. And, you know, Jesus, he kissed you. And so there you have a picture there. So think about when the Lord kissed you, when the Lord bent down and he kissed you. He gave you revelation of who he was. What am I talking about? I want to go to Genesis. Well, everybody in Genesis 1, let's go into the book of the beginnings. We're all going to the beginning, Genesis 1. Well, it's in the very beginning of the Bible. We're going to go to the very beginning of the Bible. Very beginning of the Bible, Genesis 1 and 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The darkness was over the fish, the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And before verse 3, it talks about verse 3. I don't want to say it right now. I'm going to hold on to it, because I told the Lord I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so you know what? When God touched you, when God saved you, God was the one that witnessed to you. God was the one that gave you revelation of who he was. It wasn't you. You didn't wake your own self up out of sleep. You didn't wake yourself up from the dead. You know, you didn't resurrect your own self. You didn't cause yourself to be born again. Jesus Christ was always in the beginning. Matter of fact, he is the beginning. The Bible said that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He was and is to come. He always was. Amen. And so then it wasn't until God woke us up. Well, who is God? Who is God? Well, he tells us in the Bible. That's why it's so important for us to read the scriptures to find out who God is, because somebody, anybody can say anything. And so God gives his own testament. God gives his own testimony. God lays down his own will and testament in the Holy Bible, in the Holy Scriptures. That's why it's important for us to stay in the Word of God. That's why it's important to lead our children to the Gospels and keep them in the Word of God. If we were to go over to Deuteronomy 6, I need everybody to go over to Deuteronomy 6. Amen. Deuteronomy 6. We're heading on over to Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6 says, amen, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk in the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Amen. 8, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. What should you be writing? Well, you need to write the what? What does it tell us? It tells us, my God, in the Bible, in 6:4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart." And so God wants these words engrafted into the hearts of your children. He wants these words engrafted, ingrained into your mind, and so that when the enemy comes, you can stand. You can stand because you have the word of God hidden in your heart. The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And so God wants us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We are to be strong in the Lord so we can overcome the enemy when he comes. But now we're talking about testify. Testify. God's placed a word in your heart. God has given you a testimony. God has given you something to say. God has touched your life. Has God not touched your life? Let's go to Song of Solomon. Everybody, stay with me. Old Testament. A little bit today. Song of Solomon 1:1 says, now this is the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. 2, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. I'm going to stop right there. And so God is saying, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. So listen, God was always, let me tell you something, God wants, first of all, he wants to kiss you. Amen. If you've never been kissed by the kisses of his mouth, if you've never been kissed by the word, if you never had revelation of who he was, maybe you didn't know, you was lost, maybe you was in a club, you was doing your own thing, you didn't know you was sleeping, you were dead. The Bible says we were dead in our trespasses of sin. And so it took Jesus Christ to come to awaken us. And so listen, there's this God who wants to kiss you with the kisses of his mouth. Now let me go back. He was the from the beginning. Who was from the beginning? Well, Alpha and Omega, Yahweh Elohim. He was always loving us. He was always kissing us. What do I mean by kissing? He was always having affection for us and consuming us and trying to get to us and give us a revelation that he loved us with an everlasting love. It was God. It was always God. And we have the testimony of Israel, of the Israelites, the Jewish people, God who raptured them, who met them when they had nothing. It said, the Bible lets us know, it wasn't because they were so great, but because they were the least of these. So don't get it twisted. Don't think because you're so great and so cute and got it going on, that's why God chose you. No, God chose them because they were the least of these. Amen. How many of us can attest to that? We were the least of these. Amen. God chose us and he kissed us and he resurrected us. Amen. He caused us to be born again. Amen. And so we declare it. Amen. That which we have seen and our eyes have touched, we declare this unto you. And so you need to testify. You need to say what God has done to you. To say what God, how God has touched you in your life. Don't act like it didn't happen. Don't act like it never happened. Amen. And so, again, we have what we read, Genesis 1, where God came and he hovered over you like the Holy Spirit. It reminds me of how the Holy Spirit hovered. Remember in Genesis 1? Yeah, keep your finger in Song of Solomon because I might spend a little time in that. I'm going back to Genesis 1. Remember, well, I just read it, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Amen. So God hovers. It's like God hovers over us. Here is now the Spirit of God. Here is now the light of God. Here is now the life of God, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is hovering over the darkness. Amen. And so then what happens? He hovers, and then he begins. God speaks. Amen. He may say, John, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever but believeth in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. God will touch you with the kisses of his mouth. He'll kiss you. He'll touch you. He'll give you some revelation, some way to wake you up. Amen. And so when you awake, you say, what happened? Something happened. I heard the gospel. I heard the word of truth. And God awakened me. He awakened me. What am I talking about? Well, let's go now to the New Testament. And that is specifically 1 John 1. I want everybody in 1 John 1. I'm heading over there right now. Amen. And God is good. Praise the Lord. We're just going to follow the Lord Jesus. We're just going to follow him today. Thank you, Lord God, for the reading of your word. The word giveth life. Thy word bringeth light. It giveth light. Everybody, we're in 1 John 1, which says 1:1 says, but that which was from the beginning. He was from the beginning. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And so now you're in the courts, brothers and sisters. Now it's your turn to testify. It's your turn to witness. And so remember Romans 10:9. Remember when you made a mouth, a confession with your mouth, and you declared that Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember that confession of faith that you made in Romans 10:9, which I read. And so now it's your time to sin and say, something happened to me now. I can't deny it. So the question is, why you got your mouth closed? Why you acting like Jesus never kissed you? Why you acting like Jesus never touched you? Now, why you acting like Jesus never alighted on you and that the Holy Ghost never gave you revelation on who he was? And so God is saying this to us, is Jesus Lord? Yes, he's Lord. But will you profess? Will you confess? Will you agree? Will you say it in the not only yes to your sisters and your brothers, confess it now to the world, because the world needs what you got. They need the Jesus Christ that the Israelites were talking about. They need the Israelites, amen, that you said that you received, amen, when you received them at the altar. I didn't say you didn't. I said, but now they need that same Jesus, this same Jesus, this same Jesus. That's the one that they need. That's the one that they're calling on. That's the one their hearts are crying out to. And so if you love them, you love them, you love them. God says we're to love our neighbors as ourselves, that we have to declare, we have to confess, we have to say what Jesus Christ has already said. He says, always saying, I am the Lord. Will you agree with me? Profession, confession, will you agree? Will you agree that he said that he is who he is? Hey, will you say it? And so God needs the body of Christ now to open up their mouth and to testify and tell their testimony when God first loved them. Don't deny. He said, if you deny me, I will deny you. And so now you sit in the bench. Now you are sitting in the chair. Now the Lord is looking at you. The judge is looking at you. And everybody looking at you. And the people, they all wonder what you're going to say. And the jury said, I know that you, and they kind of believe it's about them. Well, I don't know. They sound like they said they would say. They would say, well, I know. I don't know. I think, you know, I believe they say. And so people are, they're on the jury. They kind of judge you. But you know what's in your heart? Did he touch you? Did he not touch you? God said you got to testify. And so it's time to testify. Stop acting like you don't have a testimony. Stop acting like you don't have a word. When God has placed a word in your mouth, amen, it's a word of transformation. It's a word of resurrection. It's a word of God alighting on you. When did God touch you? Go ahead and declare it's time to speak. Body of Christ, it's time to speak. Brothers and sisters, it's time to testify. Amen. So that's all I have to tell you today, but I'm going to leave you with John. I'm going to leave you with Romans, sorry, Romans 10 and 9. You guys can meditate on it. You can say it. Let me tell you something, honey. Let's go to that verse. I'm going to go ahead and go to it. It's also, we are staying in the New Testament. It's right after Acts, I believe, the book of Acts. And so Romans 9. Holy Spirit, where you want me to start? 9 says, for this is what the promise says about this time next year. Oh, Rabakaya. Let me go to 10. I'm sorry. 10:9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so this love affair, the one, let me tell you, precious, the one that kissed you, you got to kiss him back. You got to kiss him back. You got to keep on kissing. And the Bible says, the Bible. When I read the verse in Song of Solomon, when I saw a little bitty translation that I saw when I was looking at a different translation, there's different translations. There's the Passion Translation that says, let him smother me with kisses. Amen. Then there's another translation. It might be the New Living Translation. Somewhere I read it says, let him kiss me and kiss me again. And so now I'm reading from the ESV, and it says, thank you, Lord. Oh, we're doing some Bible thumping today. My Lord God. I got to find Song of Solomon, y'all. So hold on to Romans 10 and 9, because I don't want to misquote the word. Give me a minute. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God. You know I got to find this scripture. Saints, pray for me, because otherwise I'm just going to have to leave it with the two scriptures that I gave you all. But you get the point. The point is that the Lord is saying to us, we need to let the Lord kiss us and kiss us again. It's an abiding, it's a continual kissing, it's a continual declare, and to keep on listening. That also means we need to keep on listening. Not only do we need to let him kiss us or experience him and spend that revelationary time with him in his word, even when we don't feel it, we need to declare it. Did he ever kiss you? Did you ever get a testimony? What is your testimony? You need to share that. Share what you got, okay? Share what you have. But you need to continue abiding in him, to continue giving him revelation. You can continue sharing with others, continuing giving them testimony so you can share your experiences with them, because you never know who's going to need the word that you got. Amen in your hearts. So I want to leave you with this scripture. I want you to meditate and think on this scripture. Romans 10 and 9 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I'm going to say it again. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, there's that agreement, come on, and believe in your heart, come on, you know he touched you, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I'm going to say it nice and pure. I'm going to add it is. 9, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so what the Lord is saying, remember when I touched you, remember when I kissed you, Remember when I let my when I gave you a revelation of who I was and how much I loved you? Go ahead and tell somebody else so they can be saved, so they can come to know me too. That's my heart. I'm a lover, and I love people. I died for you, and I died for them. And yes, I sent my son. Go ahead and give them the testimony, because they need that testimony to live. And I gave you life. So go ahead and love others as yourself, and go ahead and give them life, and speak my word, and live my word, and declare my word, decree my word. Go ahead and speak it and say it, so they might have life eternal, so they might have life they also. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. That's all I have. I want everybody to meditate on Romans 10 and 9. You got homework. We all got homework tonight, Romans 10, 9, and 10, and specifically 9. Focus on that, and let's make our confession sure. We're going to make it sure, amen, and say it in the mouth, say it out of the mouths of many, say it out of our mouths, because we stand before many witnesses, amen, and people are waiting for our testimony. We give God glory by this testimony. God's waiting for us to testify, amen. Will you testify before the Lord? Will you testify to many hearers that Jesus is Lord, and that what he, and meaning what he has done for you? Agree with God, agree with him, and testify. God bless you. I want to continue on. I'm really pulling, but I got to go ahead and stop. It might be a part two. I don't know, because the word is testify. Church, it's time to testify in Jesus' name. God, I give you glory, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in.